everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. And actually, this is episode number 47, so we're getting up there. And this is for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. Today's show, just like every other show, is sponsored by TLBTalk.com, a place where you can go and say what you know needs to be said. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in as soon as I get through this usual intro each week. The title for today's show is COVID, What Actually Happened, Part 2. This is a continuation. I don't do it very often, but I felt it was necessary for the amount of information that had to go out that it couldn't all be done in 1 week, especially in 1 hour. So today, again, title of the show, COVID, What Actually Happened, Part 2. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Why do I say that every week? Well, it's because most people don't really understand it. And occasionally people ask me what I mean by that. And that, to me, is a good point to start a conversation. We are living in a country today where it is increasingly forbidding or forbidden to tell the truth. The show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who is a very good friend of mine, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Do me a favor, if you can, donate to each and every one of these platforms. I'm sure Annie would appreciate it. I know they all would. But if you can, figure out what you donate over the course of the year, divided by 12. Next time you go in, put that number in and click the button that says make this a monthly donation. Again, as I say every week, that gives them the ability to put together a budget. And with that, they can do things bigger, badder, better, faster. They can make better networks, giving you better product and better information for you to listen to. So if you can do it, please do it. Each and every one of these platforms are well worth it. How are you today, Stephen?
Not too bad today. I was quite tired this morning, but I'm all caffeined up, so I'm wired.
So you went from tired to wired?
That's right.
Well, the only problem would be is if you went from tired to wired to expired, and we wouldn't want that.
No.
All right, so let me jump back on board here. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues and truths without fear of censorship or exclusion or shadow banning. That being the sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com. And that's a platform that, yes, it's up and running. Yes, it has thousands of members, but we're still making it bigger, badder, better, faster every single day. And again, in the Liberty Beacon, or just as well as TLB Talk, we don't take corporate ad money. So pretty much it's the membership that keeps TLB Talk afloat as well. So if you're listening to this and you are or you're going to be a member of TLB Talk, do us a favor. $5 a month, yeah, you might miss out on a cup of coffee, but what we can give you, what we're already giving you, and what we intend to give you in the future will be well worth that small sacrifice, and we will appreciate it. Some of the information put out on this show is available in an article by Kit Knightley. We did part one of this last week. We're doing part two of this week. The article will be contained, as usual, in the show article, which gets published every single Thursday with this show and the articles and or whatever I use to put the show together as references embedded in that show. So again, Eagle's Eye Report, COVID, What Actually Happened, Part 2. Let's go over last week's talking points real quick because it's the same show basically, but it's Part 2. So I'm going to give you a few catch-up points, and then from there we will jump into what we hadn't covered last week. But in order to lay the groundwork, and for those who may not have heard the show last week, we will give you at least a decent update as to what was said before we get to the points that we haven't covered. Today, we will try to give a general breakdown as to the plandemic's history, No, that wasn't a mistake. And of course, as it played out over the last 3+ years, a scamdemic years in the planning. No, I didn't make a mistake. Years in the planning, both engineering and choreographing it. Yet, so how did it all turn out? And why the heck aren't there a whole lot more people in prison or on death row as we speak? Why don't we have Nuremberg-type trials up and running as we speak? And the next question is, will we ever? What you're going to hear in today's show is not new. It's a collection of milestone-setting events or defining moments that have seriously impacted more lives on this planet today than at any other point in modern history, hands down. When you can tell me that for the yearly flu, and yes, we're going to get into that, for the yearly flu, you had to take the whole world, put it on pause, and vaccinate almost 6.5 billion people for the yearly flu? Yeah. Look around you at the families that have been destroyed. Look around you at the businesses that have been destroyed, the economies that are being destroyed, the communities that are being destroyed, and on a global scale. And all of this is being done simultaneously. It's not bits and pieces here. It's not bits and pieces there. It's all turning at the same time. It's turning and churning as we watch. Almost as if this was a plan of sorts. Yeah. You can't force the entire planet to its knees unless you have a pretty damn good, I don't know, some pretty damn good arrow stash in your quiver and some detailed pre-game warm-up scenarios already in your rearview mirror. And we will go over that as well today. Stop and think, okay? Saying things that you suspect but can't prove always drags a bag full of crap along with you. But that load is getting noticeable lighter every day, and now daylight enlightens us to a tyranny and a reality we could only have suspected until now. I spent almost 2.5 years telling people I cannot prove what I'm telling you, but I have enough circumstantial evidence that I would give you a 98% or better probability. And a vast majority, with a few minor exceptions, and I'm actually going to do a show on that, everything I stated has come to fruition. So going along, I was being called, and so were so many of my friends like Steve, like Annie, and everybody else who was giving you the truth. We were being called idiots. We were being called tinfoil hat wearers. We were being called, until all of a sudden people started realizing that we had been right. That what we were telling you was going to happen or was an inevitability turned out to be just that. But how many times can somebody come up and look at you right in the eyes and say, you know what, Roger, I should have been believing you 2.5 years ago. Do you feel better now that you're vindicated? And this is the point I give to each and every one of them. Okay? It's not that I'm not relieved that the information I put out was accurate. But asking me if I'm happy because I was right, the answer is always an undisputed no. Because if more people had listened to what I and other people like myself had been saying, and I'm far from the only one, how much of what we suffer today could have been avoided? The problem is, as in most global scenarios of this sort, by the time people like me are being found to have been telling the truth all along, the damage or the circumstances to facilitate that damage have already been put in place or has already been caused. Are any of us happy we were right? No! No, we're not! Would I much rather have been wrong? Would I much rather that everything I told you and everything I thought was wrong? Would I much rather have been looking like an idiot to the millions of people, literally, who look into the Liberty Beacon Project and what we publish? Yes! I would have rather have been an idiot! How many people have died because of this? How many economies have been ruined? How many families have been ruined? You heard my opening. What the hell joy would I have gotten out of being right this late in the game? Why would I be happy to say to somebody, oh, I'm so happy people think that I wasn't lying then? If anything, that just makes me a hypocrite. No, I'm not happy. But at least now we can look back and we can understand the things that didn't make sense to far too many of us over the last couple of years. What we got from Kit Knightley was an article, okay? 40 facts you need to know the real story of COVID. 40 facts you need to know. And we had gotten through at least 30 of them, but we're going to start back on 24. Because the reason this is a part two, and we never do part twos, is because we couldn't get through the 40 points in an hour. I think we got through like 32 of them, but I'm going to start all the way back on 24 because I need to set some groundwork for where we're going closer to the end of the show. So, if you remember, and I'll give you a real quick rundown, some of the things we covered last week, and point one, was COVID-19 and the flu are identical in symptoms? Yep. Point two, ground glass opacities. And you'd have to be doing a little bit of research to understand that, but that's in the article that's in this show that you can get tomorrow. Number three, a loss of smell and taste is not unique to COVID. Number four, it is not possible to clinically diagnose COVID-19. Number five, literal flow tests are unreliable, but that's what they gave you to take home to decide whether you had COVID or not. PCR tests were not designed to diagnose. And I'm going to jump forward because each and every one of these we have gone over and over again over the weeks. Okay. PCR tests, the recycle was way too high. The World Health Organization twice admitted PCR tests give you false positives, but you were still required to use it. Scientists' basis for all COVID tests is questionable. The scientific basis for all COVID tests is questionable. The huge number of COVID cases are asymptomatic, which means most of them probably weren't even COVID. They were just called COVID. COVID cases numbers were inherently meaningless. Another point we went over last week. COVID deaths were created by statistical manipulation. How many times did we tell you that? And nobody wanted to believe that. Lockdowns do not prevent the spread of disease. We've been saying that for 2 years. Lockdowns kill people. Yeah. Point 16, babies born during lockdown have a lower IQ. And we'll go through the lockdown ones. All right. And we are talking about over and over again things that have done massive damage to society. People are terrified of ventilators now. Why? Because between 75 and 86% of those who had COVID and were put on ventilators died, which is an insanely high number. Why? Because if you died from COVID and they wheeled you out of the hospital and you weren't on a ventilator, you might have been worth $50,000 or $60,000 to that hospital. All right? If you died with COVID or by failing a PCR test that said you had COVID in your body, doesn't mean that's what killed you. They will say that's what killed you, but you had to be on a respirator and you had to die, in which case you were worth between $220,000 and $240,000 to that hospital. How do you think they wanted you to go out the door? And how many of those who died on ventilators, and they're still putting COVID patients on ventilators today and still getting a massive kickback from the U.S. government? Nuremberg, anybody? Tell me it's not, I don't know, necessary. Ventilators, especially with people who have pulmonary diseases, are killers. And you're going to tell me that even after all of the people who have died with COVID on these ventilators and all of the super smart doctors that pay how much money to go to college for how many years to get what kind of a degree are going to still be putting people on ventilators, even though statistics prove you've just given a vast majority of them a death sentence. But hey, it's going to put $220,000 to $250,000 into the hospital's pocketbook. Yeah. Those are the things we covered last week. And I can't bog down too much in them because that would be the whole show. We also discussed that masks were bad. Yes. I also told you that masks have no chance of stopping a virus. That if you were wearing a mask, let's take a cloth mask, okay? Just because it's more visible when I explain it. Take a cloth mask and take yourself one virus, okay? And drop it. When it falls through that mask, yes, I said through that mask, it will have been the equivalent of dropping a BB through a hula hoop. What makes anybody think that masks could stop these viruses? They couldn't. And they knew it from the beginning. And they knew it was dangerous for our children to be wearing masks constantly. And they knew it was dangerous for people who were sick or had comorbidities to be wearing masks all the time. But you had to do it anyway. Why? Because they told you to. It's bad for your health, masks. But you were required to wear them or you couldn't even go in places. You couldn't, a lot of you couldn't even go to work. Yeah. Let's go into part 24. And this is where we'll start out today. And some of this was covered last week, but I really think we need to start at the beginning of this particular part of the presentation. Because a lot of what we're going to be discussing builds on the vaccines or what we have been told are vaccines. Now, before I get into that segment, let me give you a little bit of what I'm aware of. I have written close to 1,000, not a joke, go to the Liberty Beacon, put my name in, comma, vaccines. Hit enter. That's one of about a dozen sites I've written articles for. You'll find 800 or 900 of them on there alone. I'm going to tell you that all the way up until COVID, when they decided to change the definition of a vaccine, why? Because they had no choice. Why? Because prior to the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, and it's not a vaccine, believe me, the definition of a vaccine is something that kept you from getting a virus, thus your body couldn't store a virus, thus if your body couldn't get it and store it, you couldn't transmit it. That's what a vaccine did. That's what it did for over 100 years. And in some cases, over in Europe, close to 200 years. Of course, it wasn't quite so scientific back then, and I would say probably not as healthy back then. But once we got into modern medicine, this was the definition of a vaccine, except that we know that's not true with the COVID jabs. So let's roll into this, okay? COVID vaccines are totally unprecedented. All right. Before 2020, no successful vaccine against a human coronavirus had ever been developed. Anybody who tells you that they had a vaccine for a coronavirus may have been something they told you worked. It may have been something that, I don't know, lessened your symptoms, but it did not prevent you from getting or you from giving COVID or, excuse me, a coronavirus. Following the advent of COVID, no, I wasn't joking, we allegedly made over 20 of them in 18 months. 20 jabs in 18 months, different jabs. These were things that were taking 10 years to make and get approved. And 10 years was about an average to get a vaccine on the market. They're going to tell you that they worked on these for 18 months and then they put them out because there was a major emergency across the entire planet, which we're going to find out was an absolute mine of crap. There was no major emergency across the planet. And the fact remains that the mRNA vaccines have been, I don't know, under research by various companies in the United States for well over a decade. But they're not telling you that. Do they know what they do? Yeah. Do they know how they do it? Yeah. So all of the issues they're having right now, how many of them are by accident? How many of them are via negligence? Or how many of them are doing exactly what the hell they were supposed to do or intended to do? Scientists have been trying to develop SARS and MERS vaccines for years with little success. Some of the failed SARS vaccines actually caused hypersensitivity to the SARS virus, meaning that vaccine-injected or vaccinated mice could potentially get the disease more severely than the unvaccinated. That's how bad the research was going on the SARS and MERS vaccines. Okay, another attempt caused massive liver damage in ferrets. For anybody to tell you that they hadn't been working on these for well over 10 years is a lie. Whereas the theory behind traditional vaccines is that exposing the body to a weakened strain of a microorganism will trigger an immune response, many of these new COVID vaccines are mRNA vaccines. mRNA vaccines theoretically work by injecting viral mRNA into the body where it replicates itself inside your cells and encourages your body to recognize and make antigens for it, the spike protein of the virus. mRNA vaccines have been the subject of research since the 1990s. Early 1990s, but nobody told you that. They lied to you. Okay? Before 2020, no mRNA vaccines had ever been approved for use in humans. Too many issues. But what if you wanted something with those exact issues? Yet following the advent of COVID, two different companies made two supposedly safe and effective mRNA vaccines within weeks of each other. How the hell could you possibly do that on something that required this much information, this much research, and they both came up with a product that did the exact same thing in the exact same fashion using the exact same mechanisms? How many of you out there are that stupid? Did you actually believe that? But it seems that today, everything we do is, are you really stupid enough to believe this? And it's not just our health. It's our health. It's our politics. It's our society. It's how our society is being beat down. Everything is falling into that venue. How about the next point? COVID vaccines do not confer immunity or prevent transmission. Gee, what did I say in my warm-up? I think it was something like that. It is readily admitted that COVID vaccines do not confer immunity from an infection and do not prevent you from passing the disease on to others. Indeed, an article in the British Medical Journal highlighted that the vaccine trials were not designed to even try and assess if the vaccines limited transmission. I'm going to force you to take a vaccine so that you can't turn into Typhoid Mary and infect everybody around you. And I'm going to tell you that I'm going to kick you out of the military because you can't be in a tank, because if you're not vaccinated, you might transmit COVID. Except in everything I just said, you can. So will everybody who was kicked out of the military be invited back in? Will all of the pilots that were grounded and they were told they couldn't fly unless they were vaccinated be put back in the air? Will all of the federal workers that Joe Bob kicked to the curb because they wouldn't take a deadly vaccine going to be invited back to work? How much do you want to bet they won't be? But yet, we were told, especially the military were told over and over again, and healthcare workers, you have to take this vaccine because if you don't, you can spread this. So now, let me tell you how much evil is in what I just said. I go out and get your vaccines because I want to help people. And what do? I go to elderly homes and I help people. This is what I do. I'm 69 years old. I want to make them as comfortable as possible. So in order to qualify, I went and got my shots. And now I'm going to walk into each and every one of those, retirement homes and kill how many people? But I don't think so. I'm vaccinated. I had to be vaccinated before I could do this job because if not, I could spread this. If I'm in a tank with you and I haven't been vaccinated, I got to go because I could spread this. If I'm on a submarine with you, I got to go because I could spread this. The only problem is so can everybody who's vaccinated. Did they tell you that when they started kicking people out of the U.S. military? Did they tell you that when they started kicking people out of government jobs? Would you like me to go on? And now we're being told that the vaccine trials were not designed to even try and assess if vaccines limited transmission. In other words, I'm making a vaccine and intentionally ignoring the fact on whether or not you can still transmit or not, which means you're going to take the deadliest pharmaceutical product ever made in human history as a medicine. You're going to take that because you have been told do it or else. You're going to take it because it guarantees you that you will not give any of these elderly people something they may not recover from, or something they may get, which is basically a bad flu, go to the hospital, they'll look at them, dollar signs will pop up in their eyes, and they'll say, yep, you got COVID, we just gave you a test, put them on a respirator. Here comes another $250,000. Now, did that happen often? I'm hoping it didn't. Am I making a little bit too much of that? No, I'm explaining to you one point out of millions of points like this that have happened across the planet in the last 3 years. The vaccine manufacturers themselves, upon releasing the untested mRNA gene therapies, were quite clear their product's efficacy was based on reducing the severity of symptoms. That's a lie. Because if that would have been the case, again, nobody would have been kicked out of the military. Nobody would have been kicked off of airplanes, airline pilots. Nobody would have been, and I could go on and on. The government wouldn't have fired people if they knew that the only thing these jabs were good for was so that you wouldn't feel as bad. They're useless! They are absolutely useless. But you've damn near destroyed economies, families, cultures, businesses all across the planet because all of this was based on the lie. Do you remember how many times you heard the president, Joe Bob, and his wife, and everybody who worked around him, and Mr. Fauci? How many times they said the words safe and effective? But nobody lied to you. Nobody. All right. Are we ready for a break, Steve? Because if I don't get a breath real soon, I'm probably going to pass out.
Yeah, we're ready for a break. I'm just cleaning my ears out. You broke my eardrums there earlier.
Oh, well, damn. It took that long?
And everybody else.
Next time.
And everybody else's too. All right, we'll be back in 60 seconds, everyone.
Okay, well, hold on. Does everybody want me to whisper from now on? Because if you do, I can do that.
Be back in 60 seconds, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. Do me a favor, everybody. Even if it's just for a place to go and talk with friends, even if it's just to go and set up a group where you and your friends can discuss the things you're going to get shadow banned, you're going to get everything else. I mean, taken down, put on vacation, whatever you want to call it, on any other social media platform. If it is legal and it is not obscene, you can say anything on the Liberty Beacons TLB Talk. There has to be a place where we can discuss these things. And that is what TLB Talk is for. So let's get back to these this vaccine issue, these vaccines, which are not vaccines, which do not qualify in any way, shape, or form to be called a vaccine. They don't. These things were rushed and have unknown long-term effects. I would say yes to some of that. I would say no to some of that. I would say they've been playing with them long enough, and they've used them in animal testing long enough to understand certain aspects of these mRNA jabs. But how they affect human beings over an extended period of time, that's probably a huge question mark, okay? Usually from development through testing and finally being approved for public use takes many years, as I've already told you. The various vaccines for COVID were all developed and approved in less than 1 year, which is total insanity. Moderna's own website admits it normally takes 10 to 15 years to develop a vaccine. I told you that earlier. But boast of producing their Spikevax within 2 months, knowing full well that this jab would be used on more people than any vaccine in history. And they are proud that they kicked it out in 2 months. I'm going to tell you they have been working on mRNA technology a hell of a lot longer than that. And in some cases, for reasons that may not be really all that great. What was the Wuhan lab for? What are we being accused? What type of labs are we being accused of running in Ukraine? Yeah. If you can do the type of changes to these viruses that we're talking about being done, that technology had to have been around for a while. That technology had to be honed to the point where they could create this virus. They could create this spike protein. For anybody to think this was done in 2 months, you are a total moron. But that's what they're going to tell you. Obviously, there can be no long-term safety data on chemicals that are less than a year old. And by chemicals, we're talking about the vaccines themselves, which are not vaccines. Pfizer even admits this is true in the leaked supply contract between the pharmaceutical giant and the government of Albania. Yeah. Yep. They have, what did I tell you earlier, last week? I told you that there were over 1,200 either concernable, dangerous, or deadly side effects associated with the mRNA vaccines, and that the vaccine manufacturers did everything they could to have these hidden behind a wall of silence
for 75 years. Now, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt your kids. It's not going to make you sterile. It's not going to do this. It's not going to do that. It's not going to do any of this stuff. But we got a bunch of things we don't want you to know about for 75 years. And if people are dropping dead all over the place after getting our vaccine, well, must be from something else because you didn't see that from us. Luckily, there was a judge who decided they weren't going to get away with hiding this information for 75 years. And we found out there are over 1,200 dangerous to deadly side effects to these jabs. Any vaccine in history that would have come even close to 200 bad side effects or deadly side effects, never mind 1,200, never would have gotten that jab approved for general public use. Never mind putting it on a mandatory shot list for kids before they could go to school. Every year. But it's there now. Yep. And even if you didn't get it and you don't want to get it, your kid better get it or you better be into homeschooling. Or find a Catholic or Protestant school that doesn't require it. Because it's on that list now, people. And let's take it one step further. We know now that the stage is set for all kinds of disasters. We know the stage is set, and you've heard me say this over and over again. Over the next 3 years at a minimum and 10 years at a maximum, with about 5 to 7 years in the middle, we are going to see a very large die-off of humanity. And it will be as a result of these vaccines. These vaccines do annihilate your immune system. They beat it into the ground. By the time you've had 4 or 5 shots, forget about an immune system. And when they tell you it wasn't COVID that killed you, they're right. And when they tell you it wasn't the vaccine that killed you, they're close to right. But it'll be anything else that comes in that your body's immune system in the past would have been fully capable of kicking to the curb, and now it can't. And you will die. Do you understand the massive increase in terminal cancers around the planet right now since the rollout of the COVID shots? How many of you understand that there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who have gone through chemotherapy, who have gone through radiation therapy, the whole nine yards, to be told by their doctors that they are in full remission, they no longer have cancer. And within a month or two of having their shots, their cancer is back and it's screaming throughout their body. How many of you have heard of that? How many of you have heard at the increase in cancer, period, across the entire planet since the rollout of the vaccines? How many? Not a lot. But we have seen the biggest rise in cancer we have ever seen. And it all started when the vaccines were rolled out. All right. Furthermore, these vaccines have not been subject to proper trials. Many of them skip the early stages of the trials, and the late stage human trials have either not been peer reviewed, have not been released as far as their data goes, and will not finish until 2023 or later, and or were abandoned after severe adverse effects. Are you listening to what I just said? The human trials aren't done. They probably will never be done. And the trials that were absolutely walked away from were ones that usually were abandoned because they saw severe adverse events in their human trials. Does anybody understand what Roger is talking about? What you have done is you have given the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity in the name of medicine, okay, in the history of this planet, and you forced or coerced them into it or else, and you knew prior to a vast majority of humanity taking these that they wouldn't keep you from getting it, they wouldn't keep you from giving it to other people. Again, what we're looking at is unconscionable. It will not, okay, keep you from getting it. But what it will do is it will take your immune system and kick it to the curb. 3 years from now, we are going to see a lot of people dead. 5 years from now, we're going to see a hell of a lot more than we did 3 years from now. And 10 years from now, what we're going to start to understand is why we're not having babies anymore, or why the fertility of this planet has dropped off a cliff so high that the birth rate has dropped by 80, 90, 95% in 10 years. I'll say at least at a minimum 75%, because you've got well over 6 billion people already vaccinated. 10 years from now, how many of these young kids, okay, that were, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old are now, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old, are trying to have kids and find out they can't? How many? Did you know that a lot of this spike protein has been found accumulating in the testicles? What is it doing? It's literally replacing or forcing out sperm and taking its place. And so what's wrong with that? You are only born with so many sperm cells. Your body doesn't make more. So if they found a mechanism to get rid of them, then you're infertile. And every time you have a little fun, and you're thinking of getting your wife pregnant, do you know how many sperm it takes attacking that cell before one of them actually enters? So what we're looking at is a known fact that the spike proteins do attack the testicular area. We also know that women are suffering birth irregularities as well. And we also know that this is going to get much worse, because we are vaccinating all of our children. All of them. How many of you think that I really enjoy doing these shows? I would rather be doing just about anything else on this entire planet right now than this. But if I don't do it, and other people I know who do this type of thing don't do it, how will you ever know? How do you protect yourselves? How do you protect your children? How about the fact that the vaccine, I don't know, producers, Big Pharma, is never going to suffer because of this? Vaccine manufacturers have been granted legal indemnity should they cause harm. They know for a fact their vaccines are going to kill so many people. They already know that's a statistic. They already know so many are going to have heart problems. They already know so many of them are going to be infertile. They already know some of them are going to have blood clots, including brain clots and heart clots, and die. They already knew this. The only thing the government could do, I guess, was to give them total indemnity. In other words, no matter how many people you kill, and we know your vaccines or your jabs will kill people, and it will be a significant amount across the planet, you're never going to have to pay a penny for any of this. And then you ask, why was Big Pharma so sloppy in their trials, if they actually were? Why? The EU's product licensing law does the same, and there are reports of confidential liability clauses in the contracts of EU signed with vaccine manufacturers. In other words, they're doing the same thing in Europe. People are going to start dying all across this planet, and the only people who will never, ever be taken to task for it are the people who actually are the most responsible for it, and those are those who manufactured and distributed this poison. Now, equally, if you, in my eyes, equally to blame are those who told you, if you don't take it, you can't go to work. You can't support your family. If you don't take it, you can't go to school, which means you can't get a degree, which means you can't work, which means you can't. If you don't take it, you can't teach. You're a teacher. If you don't take it, you can't be in that tank. If you don't take it, yeah. All of the damage these things could cause was known prior to the massive rollout. And the only thing that was done to protect anybody was that Big Pharma was given total indemnity. Nobody can sue you, regardless of how much damage you let loose on this planet. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this again. Please listen. I do not exaggerate. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because 5 years from now, when this really is ramping up badly, they're going to say this has nothing to do with COVID. I'm telling you right now, 3 to 5 years from now, when all of this turns into, are you kidding me? Look back at this show. Look back at the article buried in this show. And what you will understand is this was all part of the pandemic. Again, COVID vaccines carry a significant risk of adverse side effects. The experimental COVID vaccines have potentially caused many severe conditions in millions of people already. These include myocarditis, especially in young boys, blood clots, allergic reactions, skin conditions, Bell's palsy, menstrual irregularities, and so many more. If you take a look in the article that will be part of this show published tomorrow, you will be able to click on a link and find out all of it. The US CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. Listen to me. I have been using VAERS for writing articles for a dozen years. VAERS has received twice as many reports since the COVID vaccine rollout than in all previous years combined. VAERS is where you go if you get a vaccine and you suffer from bad headaches for a week afterwards. You go there and you make a report. Where VAERS is where you go if your daughter took a vaccine and now she's unconscious in the hospital and they say she has this or that. VAERS is where you go to report someone dying, a fatality from a vaccine. VAERS is the vaccine event reporting system that is supposed to be used in this country so that people like you and I can go there before we get a vaccine or have our children vaccinated with something and see exactly what the story is. The problem is that the VAERS numbers are only 10% accurate by VAERS' own reckoning. But by researchers who actually do their research, they will tell you VAERS numbers are only 1% accurate. So if they tell you 100,000 people a year are dying from vaccines, that number could very well be not a million, but 10 million. This is the way VAERS works. But what they just said is, since we started taking trouble reports for the COVID vaccines in the last several years, we have had twice as many complaints or reports as we have had for every year we've been in business times two. If that doesn't make you go, what? Then you're already dead, and I don't know why you're listening to this. The US CDC Vaccine Adverse Reporting System. This is what it's there for. And they're being overwhelmed. Let me read this one more time because this is an actual comment I read. All right. VAERS has received twice as many reports since the COVID vaccine rollout than all previous years combined. That is one half a hiccup away from insanity. How about the survival rate of COVID is over 99%? If this was the most deadly pandemic the world had ever seen, and 6.5 billion, they want 8 billion of us vaccinated, and they're going to get there, come hook or crook, okay, had to be vaccinated. It had to be vaccinated in a very narrow period of time across the entire planet. A massive vaccine project had to be done, okay? You do that when the survival rate for something is 30%, maybe even 20%. Or 40%? Okay? The survival rate for COVID is over 99%. There are flus that have a worse survival rate, flu years, than COVID-19 did. But did we destroy the entire world when that happened? Did we? Government medical experts went out of their way to underline from the beginning of the pandemic that the vast majority of the population were not in any danger from COVID. This is what the government's saying they did. Okay. How many people in the military are old? Very few, if any at all. But you were forced to take that vaccine. How many kids in school are old? They were forced to take this vaccine. How many? And I could go on and on and on. We are constantly today being told things that were said back then, except that the only things we heard was, you better or else. You haven't got it yet? Go away. Let me see your card. You don't have one? You can't come in here. That's what we knew. We didn't have the government telling us that a vast majority of the population is in no danger from COVID. That's what the government is now saying they told us. When did you hear that? Because I never heard it. Not once. Maybe today they're saying it because there's people talking about Nuremberg-style trials. Yeah. A new global review of COVID data published in October of 2022, so it's not all that new, but it's the newest by Stanford, found a median fatality rate of just 0.07%, which means your chances of dying, okay, of living if you got COVID, are 99.93%. What? And we damn near destroyed an entire global society, and it's still happening for something that doesn't have the fatality rate of a bad flu year? Yeah, Roger's very angry right now, and the reason he's stuttering is because I don't want to scream as loud as I want to. A vast majority of COVID deaths had serious comorbidities. I just got done telling you that the average person who dies from COVID is in their 80s. I just got done telling you, or I did last week, that comorbidities are the biggest reason people are dying from COVID. They are not dying from COVID. But in a hospital or any medical center, if you tested positive for COVID, when you die, and they'll probably help you along if they're going to get a bonus for it, your death certificate, if you had failed a COVID test, will state COVID. So now you need to believe that this flu is a whole lot more deadly than we actually know it is. But if you are 80 years old and you have, something that makes it very hard for you to breathe, asthma, anything along those lines, okay? The chances of COVID killing you are a whole lot more because that is a severe comorbidity and you have what's called advanced age. And the two of them together, the flu will knock you off. But none of this was told. None of this was explained. We were scared into doing something that will have repercussions to all of humanity over the next 3 to 4 generations. The average age of a COVID death is greater than the average age. I just told you that the average age of people dying from COVID is higher than the average life expectancy. If the life expectancy is 80 years old, the average age of people dying from COVID right now is 82 years old. Again, does that make sense to anybody? That you would literally do everything you can to destroy an entire global society? And look at what we're finding out today. The median age of a COVID death is higher than the national life expectancy. COVID mortality exactly mirrors natural mortality. That's the opposite of, or the flip side of what I just got done telling you. There's no unusual excess mortality. All of this can be pinned to something. They're saying it's unusual. It isn't. And what's the something it can be pinned to? More and more every day with these things we keep finding out and I keep telling you about, we can pin them more and more to the vaccine. So when they say unexplained deaths, okay, or excess, unusual excess mortality, it's not so unusual anymore. We're learning exactly what's causing it. And we're seeing the proof. And the EU was preparing vaccine passports at least 1 year before the pandemic began. Did you hear what I just said? The EU was planning for vaccine passports 1 year before anybody declared a pandemic. Yeah. How about in 2019, Event 201, which basically set down all of the groundwork and all of the how are we going to respond if... Event 201 was the precursor to this pandemic. It's the reason why I will always call it a pandemic. COVID skeptic world leaders died suddenly. If you had a country, a third world country, and they weren't going to play the game and they weren't going to march along with the New World Order and get taken over by a global government, if they weren't going to do that, gee, these leaders just suddenly died, didn't they? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and do a little research on leaders who died during the COVID pandemic and why. Nothing like this has happened in the history of humanity. During the COVID pandemic, the flu almost completely disappeared. We have over 100,000 cases of flu in the United States every year. I have written about the flu vaccine until my fingers almost dropped off. It is another huge scam. But now we've seen that scam. Because basically, coronavirus, COVID-19, is a flu, okay? And what we are seeing here is that the flu just about disappeared, and all of those people who would have had the flu had coronavirus. They had COVID-19. Why? Because the PCR test found that coronavirus in their body, the flu, and of course, it was trained, it was set up, it was made so that everything it found in your body was called COVID. So the yearly flu went down to almost nothing from over 100,000, and the amount of deaths from COVID in this country went up by probably almost the exact same amount of, or the exact same number of people who didn't die from the flu this year. Oh my God, imagine that. All of this stuff is coming out now because hindsight is in fact 2020. The problem is we're not supposed to have the wherewithal to look back on these things and put the pieces together. But then you've got people like Steve and myself, and this is all we do. One last thing. Corporations saw massive profits due to COVID. The amount of money that has gone into their pockets, the amount of wealth transfer from people like you and me to the upper echelon is the biggest it has ever been in history times many factors. We need to stop and look. We need to stop and look and bring all of the pieces together, the pieces that are coming in the door that we didn't have 3 years ago, so we had to guess, that we didn't have 2 years ago, so we had to say maybe, that a year and a half ago we were saying, yeah, but look at this. Today we're going, I have a list of facts. Let's do a two-part show. When's the last time Roger did a two-part show? When's the last time Roger brought up a bunch of facts that are less than 2 years old when I have all the new stuff I could be talking about today? Why? Because the biggest evil mechanism ever used on humanity has been sprung on us in the last 3 years. And what has been done to humanity? You are only seeing the beginning. In the next 3 at the soonest, 10 at the most years, you will see changes happening in America that will make your jaw drop. Next week, we'll put all the pieces together. And Steve, thank you for being here. And man, you don't say very much, do you?
Well, I had a little frog in my throat there. I was talking so much. Over 4.5 trillion has changed hands from the middle class to the filthy rich in the last 3 years. And over 700 brand new billionaires, too.
Yep. And next week, we're going to be doing a show that covers a lot of these things.
Uh-huh.
So thank you for being here, my friend. You are always appreciated. And you are an expert at keeping your mouth shut. You really are. I wish you were a failure. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.